Hello, my wild ones, and welcome back to the Wild Extremities podcast, a vlog style podcast that focuses on finding the beauty in the wild extremities of your soul, where sun rarely shines, yet beauty blossoms full. I'm your host, Brittany Scott, and I am so excited to have you here. You can find a new Wild Extremities podcast every single Friday, so I hope to see you back here next week. You can also find our podcast on all podcasting platforms, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And you can find me personally on my social media at Wild Extremities everywhere. I am most active on Instagram, so slide in my DMs, be my friend. I promise I don't bite. Let's get into the podcast. Hey, y'all. Thanks for being here. Thanks for showing up. It's so crazy. I feel so grateful because literally I go away for months at a time, come back with the knowledge that I've learned, and you guys stay on this journey with me. And I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful for all of you who listen and for all of you who check in and all of you who love to hear my little rambling thoughts. I figured that this one would be just another stream of consciousness. I don't have it all planned out whatsoever. So I don't know. Go with me. I think recently I have been in the era, it's been two sides, right? It's been in the space of, I've been in the space of just being proud of me. I think that that's been one of the biggest things that has happened lately. I just feel so proud of myself in most areas of my life. And the areas that I don't feel proud of myself in right now, that I'm just figuring out, that I'm learning and growing in, go to my second space that I've been in, which has been the adult teenager. Not in a childish way, but in a way of like, girl, like, you know, like, if you treated yourself like a teenager, like the teenage version of you, you know, like the one they talk about your inner child and whatever else. I've been thinking about my inner teenager. I am currently my inner teenager. And I just describe myself as an adult teenager where just like, you know, if a teenager is like, oh my goodness, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. It's like, girl, you're not supposed to know what you're supposed to do. You're a teenager. That's how this works. You know, that kind of energy. That's the same grace that I give to myself. And it's, as a teenager, you're not a kid. You know what I mean? Where you could just do whatever and you have no thought of the consequences. And you just keep messing up. It's like you are in this world and you finally have a little bit of sense about you, but not quite all the sense that maybe you could use. And you just take all of these little lessons in life and you learn from it and you grow from it and you say, okay, next time I'm not going to do that. Or next time I'm going to try this, or next time I'll do this differently. Right? That is the stage that I am in my adult life right now. So it's like, it's twofold. It's the one, yeah, feeling proud of myself. And I think the biggest thing, honestly, when I my senior year of college, you guys have been with me since then. Most of those podcasts have been archived, or I think all of those podcasts have been archived. But since my senior year of college, I got really, really sick. I got super sick, which completely altered my brain chemistry. Literally, I was somebody. So I had, chronic sinusitis. And before, as somebody who had never had sinus issues, I'd never had any allergy issues, none of that kind of stuff. And with so much inflammation being literally so close to my brain, it did a number on me, y'all. It really did. When I talk about somebody who's never struggled with focus in my entire life, struggling with focus like nobody's business, you know, somebody who hasn't struggled with motivation, struggling with motivation, like as somebody who's never struggled with just getting shit done, like struggling with getting things done. Oh my goodness, just struggles. And it was crazy because so much of my identity was like previously wrapped up in what I could do and my ability to achieve and succeed and do whatever I put my mind to. And all of a sudden I would put my mind to things like, have you guys watched Flash? And when Flash lost his like powers and now he's trying to go through walls and he can no longer go through walls and whatever else, he's trying to run fast and he can no longer run fast and all that stuff. That was me. Like, what do you mean I can't just put my mind to something and get it done? Like, what do you mean I'm struggling to study? Like, what do you mean I'm not like at the very top of the class? Like, what does all of that mean? And then that happened at the time when I was going into med school. And like, med school is hard, right? It's difficult. But like, honestly, I could have done that. Like, I could have done it so easily. Like, it was something that based on my previous abilities, I was just very capable of doing. And doing with a huge level of excellence, right? However, without my memory was shot. Without my focus, without my motivation, without like all these things that I thought were innate to me. I didn't think that they were gifts. I didn't think that they were additions to me. I just thought that that was me. If you want to talk about Brittany, what is Brittany? Who is Brittany? That is me. And realizing, oh my goodness, I guess like I can't, like I'm no longer, like those things were not innate to me. They were gifts. And since then, it's been such a huge identity crisis, right? Which, you know, has gotten better with time, right? I've learned how to adjust. I've learned how to study differently. Because before, I used to be a big textbook person. But then eventually, I realized that my attention span was not well suited for textbooks anymore. And the best, as well as like my memory wasn't well suited for textbooks anymore. Like the best way to do it for me was to listen to lectures. And, I barely even wrote. No, like I had to readjust my whole life and then my whole identity, that went along with it. And that was a whole spiritual journey, right? Realizing that like our identity is ultimate, like my ultimate identity is in Christ. Like none of this stuff, like me being a workhorse or me being like, you know, so great at X, Y, and Z, like none of that really matters. And that's not where my identity should be placed. But over the years, granted, my memory, my focus, all of that stuff has gotten so much better. Praise God. Oh my goodness. Cause that was terrible. That was the absolute ghetto. I have so much empathy for people who like with like ADHD and things like that, who genuinely struggle, from a medical standpoint, with things like focus in a way that I could never really understand before I experienced it myself. But yeah, over time, things have just gotten so much better. But I still do struggle with like that identity and no longer being that person who just does everything that they put their mind to, or feels capable of doing everything that they put their mind to until recently. And I think a lot of that has to do again with, adult teenager kind of energy. the grace that I now give myself, because I went from being a doctor to being an entrepreneur and jumping off in a with the idea that I was the way that I would jump when I still had like the level of memory and focus and all of that kind of stuff and ability that I used to have. Like, I made that crazy jump with that kind of confidence, but not necessarily with all that ability anymore. And that was tough because you're now kind of hit in the face with it. And then, you know, it's self-fulfilling prophecies, right? You no longer feel as, you don't feel as capable, and then you make this jump, and then the more you don't fulfill whatever expectation you had of yourself, the more you feel incapable of fulfilling those expectations. The less expectations you have, the more you feel like you're incapable, and you just start to spiral downward, right? And so starting a business has been such a huge learning curve, really one of the hardest things that I've ever done in my life. And that's coming from somebody who did med school on like a quarter of her capacity. But starting a business is something different. It's like a spiritual process. It's something different, man. I think more recently, especially after going through a lot of therapy that has been so helpful, I was able to kind of break down some really salient like beliefs that have really that hold me, right? That's gripped me and kept me from being everything that like that God calls me to be. And the biggest thing was that I needed to be perfect to be deserving of a good life. And before I could fake perfect for a very long time. Like I could fake perfect for a very long time. I was always the good kid, the one who didn't give any trouble, who didn't, you know, I didn't stir the boat. I didn't any of the above. So that was something that worked for me. And there are so many reasons why I have that belief system. We can talk about, you know, my parents, childhood trauma, all that kind of stuff. But none of that stuff really matters. But understanding what the belief is does. And I guess the why matters, but it matters for me. And so I realized that I had this belief, like you had to be perfect to be deserving of a good life. And so then when I was like very objectively imperfect and just continuously imperfect, it just stirred my whole world. Cause then I started feeling like, oh, I don't deserve good things anymore, which is a hot mess. That belief system, that thought, and sometimes it sneaks up on you, that belief, like I don't deserve good things. But with my therapist, I worked on changing that thought process, right? Where instead of you have to be perfect to deserve a good life, and that like that really boiled down into everything. That boiled down into work. That boiled down into love, into familial relationships. That boiled down into literally everything in my life, right? So the thing that with my therapist, I worked on shifting that narrative in my head where it turned into, I don't have to be perfect to be deserving of a good life. I just have to give myself the opportunity to have it. Ooh, even hearing that is just, Then even like deeper than that, it became, I am deserving of a good life and I'm not perfect. And then it became my very favorite. I expect more than I deserve because I'm worth it. Oh, y'all. I had to get up. I'm laying in bed talking to y'all like we're best friends. But that transformation in mindset has lifted such a huge weight off of my shoulders, right? Where, you know, when you feel like you have to be perfect, it's so scary to show up and to keep showing up and to keep getting beaten, like beat down and whatever else. And I think, you know, the way that God did it for me, like he's blessed me to where like things are going well for me overall, but there's still some big things, especially in business. Business is such a huge, like interesting space, like where while like financially things are going well, there's just so much that I always feel like I have to learn. Like there's always something that I don't know. There's all like I just don't get it in the way that I want to get business. And I'm just learning every day. And when I feel like I have to be perfect in order to be deserving of a good life, it just feels like, oh man, I shouldn't even start. Oh man, I shouldn't X, Y, and Z. Oh man. And that creates this fear of failure, which is something that I never experienced. I never really experienced. I used to experience a fear of success because I think my whole life I've struggled with being, what is it? Consistent. Yeah. My whole life I've struggled with consistency. That would be my fear, is a fear of success, because I can always do what I put my mind to, but can I keep it up? That's always been my issue. But all of a sudden now I'm feeling a fear of failure, but I'm saying it out loud. I'm letting people know I'm feeling insecure about this. And as somebody who's pretty confident, I could tell you when I'm feeling insecure. I could let you know, or just, you know, being open and honest about where I feel like I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't think I'm good at that. Like, you know, I feel scared of like just even doing work. I feel scared of doing like shooting for anything, because I'm afraid that I'm gonna fail. And that is a self-fulfilling prophecy. But as one, my mindset, right, around what it takes to have a good life, like which the main ingredient is showing up and just me being me, because I'm just worthy, right? I'm literally just worthy. With that shift, now being able to with that shift, like now I'm able to show up, right? And I've been showing the hell up for myself. And when I tell you I've been proud of me, I've been so proud of me. I've been so proud of me, because I haven't just been showing up in work or in love or in fitness or in, like, I've been showing up in every single aspect of my life that is important to me. I schedule out the things that matter to me, right? So, you know, I schedule out, like, obviously I have my schedule set for work that's pretty standard, and it just is what it is, right? But like on Sundays I take time, so usually my like calendar will fill up maybe by like, I don't know, my calendar fills up, I don't know, like if by like Wednesday of the week my calendar is like pretty set, like because people will add stuff, but like, so Sunday there's still a lot of flexibility in my calendar in terms of work. So on Sundays I now schedule out like when I'm working out. I will like contact my friends to work out with them, because fitness is one of the things that's important to me now. I like also schedule with my friends to just hang out, and I try to like at least go out with one friend a week. I don't think I did this week, but this week was just kind of different because of how hectic like last week was and over this weekend. And I had a guest in town, so I couldn't like, it was just different. It was just different. So, but yeah, I always schedule to hang out with a friend at least one time for the week outside of like going to some sort of a fitness class. And then I also plan a solo date. Like yesterday was my solo date night, which was just really nice. Just going out and talking to strangers, sitting by myself, just eating good food, doing something fun, whatever it is. I just like it. I really enjoy just getting out on the town by myself one night a week. And then what else? I think that those may be the main things that I schedule out on a weekly basis. And I do that every Sunday now, like clockwork. And I feel so proud of myself every time I do it, because I'm like looking at the different events of what are the different options. I give myself options of when I can go, because maybe I'll be tired this day, maybe I won't, or whatever else. And I've just been showing up for myself in every way, shape, and form. And I feel so proud of me. I feel so proud of me. Even this morning, I started a new coaching program, and I dropped a newsletter on LinkedIn and whatever else. And the hope was to have dropped it earlier to be able to catch like a larger crowd. But y'all, I did a whole photo shoot this morning, and I like made the little graphics and everything, and I put together the pose and just like showing up, right? Literally simply showing up for me. And my expectation is to have a good life. So I think that that's the one side of things. The other side of things is the side where I'm learning, right? I literally just take it one day at a time. Some things I literally just take as like, oh, this is my classroom. And that's whether it be in business, like, I don't know, maybe a few months ago, I got turned down for a proposal that I put out. And it was something that I felt like, you know, my company was really well suited for. But that's how it works. Like, you're going to get turned down for proposals and whatever else. And like, even in, I had emailed them to say like, oh, well, thank you so much, like, for the opportunity, because they had reached out to me about, you know, for like during this like request for proposals. And so yeah, they had reached out to me. And so I was just like, you know, thank you for like reaching out and whatever else. Like, could you, you know, if you don't mind me asking, what put the other company above like mine, like set them apart? And they didn't end up emailing me back. And so I like followed up this week again, because, and I was just telling them, I was like, you know, I as a physician, I didn't go through, I don't have a formal education in business. So every opportunity is my teacher, and I would love, like, literally any type of feedback is appreciated, whether positive or negative, because I couldn't care less if it's positive or negative. I didn't get the contract anyways. If it's negative, like, please let me know like what I can do so that the next time I can like do better. But that's my whole life, right? It's not just work. It's definitely love. That has been such an interesting space for me, because especially in love, like I completely messed up this whole relationship. But I don't even care, right? Like, well, not that I don't care. I don't want to. You know what I mean? But like, it's okay, because like, I don't think that that was my person anyway.
But it's so exciting to now have that experience, to be able to know a little bit better. Okay, Brittany, here's where you messed up last time. Here's what you need to do better this time. Here are some boundaries that that you could have really worked on better, you know, even in the after, like, you know, have... Yeah, even in like trying to understand how to just navigate relationships, like post ending an engagement. What is that? What does that even look like? What does romance, what does dating, what does any of it, right? How does any of this stuff work anymore? I have no clue. And I'm just learning and being post a serious about to get married relationship, it completely changes the landscape of dating and all of that kind of stuff. Or me now going back into the dating pool as somebody who is ready to get married versus I've never been in the dating pool as somebody who's been ready to get married. Even when I met the person who I had planned on marrying, I wasn't ready to get married. I was just there. Honestly, I wasn't even ready to date when I first met him. I had gotten out of a relationship. I was focusing on myself, you know, living my own little life, learning my own little lessons and da 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 da. When this man came around and it took a while for us to even get into something romantic. So like, I've never been in the dating pool looking for something serious. What does that even mean? What does like, you know, early, the difference between early 20s and late 20s, Brittany look like here? Like, what is any of it? I am an adult teenager, y'all. And I give myself grace. Like, when I don't know what in the world I'm doing, when I mess up, when I'm like, ooh, that doesn't feel right, I literally just go, girl, you're not supposed to have it all together. Just the way that, like, when I was, before I wanted to be like, do like child and adolescent, like psychiatry. And even before that, I wanted to do adolescent medicine. I really love working with adolescents. And like the energy is always like, you were not supposed to have that answer. You know what I mean? Like, you are not, like, there's nothing about you that is required or that should be expected to have that answer. Literally, just take these as like your lessons and like learn from it, right? Like, don't beat yourself up. You're a teenager. And that's what I say to myself. It's like, Brit girl, don't beat yourself up. You're a teenager. You're an adult teenager. And you're just here living and learning and getting it all together and whatever else. So I don't know. What about you guys? Where do you feel like you are in your lives now? Like, hit me up on Instagram. If we're not friends yet, I'll add you. We can be friends, I promise. I'm Wild Extremities on Instagram. So yeah, hit me up on Instagram. Tell me about where you guys are. Are you guys feeling like adult teenagers? Do you guys feel like you have it all together? Yeah. I don't at all. But the thing that I've learned, right? Because before, again, also growing up in a very like religious household, there's always this thing of like, don't move before God tells you to, and da, 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 da. And that could be so scary because it's like, did God say move? If I move, am I gonna go to hell? Am I gonna, you know, like, it could just be stressful, y'all. It could just be stressful, like trying to figure out how to, like, when to move, how to move, where to move, all of that kind of stuff. And something that God has been teaching me, like, recently, just over, honestly, probably over the last year, he's slowly been introducing it to me, is allowing self-love to be your guide. I think I may have spoken about something like that in the last episode, but it's so true, right? Sometimes we're waiting on God to give us an answer, and like, whatever we're doing is like out or one of the answers is in line with self-love and the other answer is not in line with self-love, the answer is always going to be self-love. Like, self-love 100% of the time is going to be my guide. And self-love is not just based on how Brittany feels about Brittany. Self-love is based in who God says that I am. If I'm aligning myself with who God says that I am, not just how Brittany feels about herself, but who God says I am, like, literally, there are so few questions that you end up having, right? And it becomes so much more clear, like, when you do the right thing versus when you don't, right? Like, I don't know, maybe, you know, you're dealing with somebody at work and they're disrespecting you, but they're maybe some bigwig or whatever else, like, you know, and you're trying to figure out, should I say something or should I not? Like, you know, to me, it's always like, look to self-love, right? Like, what does self-love say? What if you were aligning with who God says that you are? And so for me, it's like, yeah, I should say something. It's not okay for somebody to just be like nasty and disrespectful to me, because that is not in alignment with self-love. However, it also does require me to say it in a loving way, to be respectful, to show the love of God, even as I'm letting somebody know that I don't feel comfortable with their actions towards me. It's a thing, y'all. It's a thing. And so I'm learning, and like, that has made it a lot easier, and also not feeling like not everything is, do you have to wait on God for? Some things just make sense. And especially when it comes on to self-love, I think that is the easiest answer to like a multitude of questions. Okay, y'all. So talk to me on Instagram. I re-downloaded Instagram finally. Talk to me out there. Let's be friends and let me know what your thoughts are. Where are you at? What phase of life are you in? And yeah. And I don't know. What else? Tell me, what else? Are you proud of yourself? How are you feeling about yourself right now? Let me know. Okay. Toodaloo, friends, and I can't wait to talk to you again, probably in another couple months. Okay, bye. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Wild Extremities podcast, a vlog-style podcast that drops new episodes every single Friday alongside a few bonus episodes. You can find us anywhere that you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, anything with a cast, you can find us there, and we'd love to have you. Be sure to follow me on all my social media accounts at Wild Extremities everywhere, in order to keep up with all the new episodes that are dropping of the Wild Extremities podcast, as well as to connect, to be my friend, to let me know any thoughts that you had about this episode. Last but not least, be sure to always find beauty in the wild extremities of your souls, where sun rarely shines, yet beauty blossoms full. I love y'all. Love, love, love y'all. Mwah.